Welcome to Not a Novice, a time of refreshing and upliftment through the unfailing word of God with Bishop Victor Collins Asabre. Bishop Collins is the Bishop of the Good Shepherd Church, a dynamic church located in Canal No. 2 Polder, West Bank Demerara, with branches all over Guyana. Now, here is the message.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Welcome to church this afternoon. This is the Not a Novice Church. I want to welcome you from the 10 regions of this country and even beyond if you are listening to me on the internet, because 102.5 FM is also on the internet. And so it's not just people in Guyana only, like the old way where you have to, you know, your antenna, your radio frequency, you tune it and you get there. These days, technology is all over. And so 102.5 FM, Voice of Guyana, is also on the World Wide Web. All right? I'm sure if you don't know, somebody will tell you. Just find out or call us and we'll send you a link or something like that. Okay? So welcome to church this afternoon. It's such a blessing to be coming your way. I'm your radio pastor. I pray that today you'll be blessed. You'll learn a lot. And that gradually you become a matured Christian. Turn to your neighbor and say, gradually you become a matured Christian. Beautiful. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for this afternoon. Thank you for this opportunity. I pray you speak to our hearts. You bless our time of fellowship together in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody said amen. Okay, so we're looking at what it means to be wise as serpents. What it means to be wise as serpents. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 10, verse 16, that behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. In the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. The Bible in basic English says, see, I send you out as sheep among wolves. Be then as wise as snakes and as gentle as doves. So this is where our journey has begun. Jesus is saying that he has sent us Christians as sheep among wolves. Now, if you are a sheep among wolves, what is likely to happen? What is likely to happen is that the wolves will eat you up. The wolves will consume you. The wolves will exterminate you. The wolves will terminate your life. The wolves will make sure that you don't do well. The wolves will make sure that you don't live long. And so Jesus is telling us as Christians that as you become a Christian in this world, you get it? If you've been a Christian for a little while, you will understand where I'm coming from. That as a Christian and in this world, in this new age, new season, new life, and everything around us, it takes something to remain a Christian, to continue as a Christian, and to flourish and become established as a Christian. In that same manner, a sheep among wolves, you need the wolf is a predator, isn't it? The wolf is an animal that sets out to eat sheep. So from the word go, the sheep is at a disadvantage because the sheep is the prey. Are you there? The sheep is the one who is the underdog. You know, when let's say, I don't know cricket, who is the best and who's not the best, but let's say if England meets South Africa. I mean, sometimes South Africa can beat England in cricket, isn't it? It's possible. But, I mean, England, Australia, India, they are the big shots. They are the big shots in cricket. And so when a big shot is coming against a small shot, you realize that the small shot doesn't have any chance. You get it? Let's say Guyana is playing football with Germany. You know, or Guyana is playing football with England. Or Guyana is playing football with the Netherlands.
I mean, with all due respect, I'm sure Guyana would take about 10 goals to nothing. It's like a small shot and a big shot. Do you understand? And so when a sheep is going into the midst of wolves, and that's how Christianity is in this life and in this world. The way we do our things, the way we go about our things, the way we want it to happen and all of that, it's quite foreign to the wolves. And so you are always at a point where the wolf is coming to pounce on you. So if you are going to remain a Christian until you die, if you are going to press on to become a successful Christian, then you need to take this advice that Jesus is giving. And so we are saying, okay, if Jesus says that we should be as wise as serpents, then why don't we just do an anatomy of the serpent? And that's where we started from. And then we looked at a few things. The first one we looked at is that seven reasons why serpents are considered wise. Number one, serpents are considered to be wise because they have multiplied and flourished more than any other wild animal. Number two, serpents are considered to be wise because they have continued to exist in an ever-modernizing world. Ever-modernizing world. They have continued to exist. Number three, serpents are considered to be wise because they have been able to flourish even though they are hated by everyone. I mean, if you are hated by people, will you commit suicide or you continue to live? If you are hated by people, will you end your life and say, oh, nobody likes me, everybody hates me, I can't this, I can't that. Will you continue to live or you do something that is not good? The devil, the serpent or the snake, even though all of us hate it, it has not complained. It has not filed a report. It has not complained of some problems. It is quietly flourishing and doing well in the midst of this, all this hatred. Number four, serpents are considered to be wise because they evoke fear and respect in human beings. I mean, with all the hatred and all of that, when you see a snake, you run. If you see a snake, you beat out. If you see a snake, you duck. You don't easily face a snake. Do you get it? Even though the snake is hated, it is not preferred. Once you see it, you kill it. He has managed to evoke fear and respect in human beings. You get it? Number five, serpents are considered to be wise because of their ability to live in every continent and every part of the world. They are wise because of their ability to live in every continent and every part of the world. Let me tell you, I lived in Europe for a while. The place is cold bad. Cold bad. I mean, anytime you get out in winter, you just do the sign of the cross. You wish you were back home in your sunny tropical environment. Of course, when it's summertime, it's nice. But when winter comes, sometimes winter, you see light only for 3 hours in a day. When you wake up 8, 9, 10 o'clock, it's still not clear. It's by 12 o'clock that you see some brightness. Then by 3 o'clock, it's dark again. All the way to the morning. I'm telling you, it's something else. And if you're cold, you have to dress up. You have to put on this, put on that, put on that. You see that it's not a very conducive environment for people who were born in the tropics. You get it? But when you look at a snake, he's so wise that he has the ability to live in every continent and every part of the world. I hear there are snakes in the North Pole. Yes, there are snakes in Siberia. There are snakes in cold snow weather. I mean, if it's hot, the snake is there. If it's raining, the snake is there. If it's snow, the snake is there. Will you not respect the snake? And that is exactly what Jesus is encouraging us to be as Christians in this world. Number six, which we're going to look at. Serpents are considered to be wise because of their ability to function in every sphere, on land, in the sea, in fresh water, and even in the air. Serpents are considered to be wise. Why? Because of their ability to function in every sphere. On land, in the sea. Can you live in the sea?
If you're able to live in the sea, then you're a fish. Or you have some extraterrestrial abilities. But the snake can live on land. He can be on the land. He can be where? Among rocks, in the sand, in clay, in mud. He can be all over. The snake can be all over. He can live on land. And then he can also live in the sea or in water. There are people who know where to find anacondas. They go to these marshy places. I mean, there's not so much water. And then there are grass. There's also grass. So you can step into the water and it's like to knee level type of water. Oh, I'm telling you, I was watching a documentary on anacondas, the biggest anaconda in Guyana on YouTube. And then I saw these white guys, they came from England or something like that, America. They came and they knew exactly where to go and find anaconda. And as they went to the area where there's water, you know, this marshy area as well, like I'm describing, the water is up to your knee. They went straight there, and to my surprise, lo and behold, anaconda. But that wasn't the one they were looking for. They were looking for the big one. And so they avoided that, and they continued until they found a big one. And they were very curious to measure the length of it. I think that was what they were trying to research. You get it? So the snake is very wise because you can find the snake in every sphere. On land, in water, in the sea, in fresh water, and even in the air. Do you know that snakes can fly? They don't have wings. But snakes can move from one tree to another tree by releasing themselves like that. As for snake, I know the snake, because it is compared to the devil in the Garden of Eden, was a serpent, isn't it? Many Christians, many people don't have interest in the snake. But just for the sake of what Jesus also said, you get it? I think you should, if you don't mind, just watch some documentaries on snakes. You see how amazing they are. We will come to it when we have time. That snakes, like anacondas, they eat once in so many months. You eat three times a day. You eat three times a day. If you don't drink tea in the morning, your head spinning. You're getting wind. The north wind is blowing your belly. The snake eats. What was it? Was it an anaconda or the boa constrictor? It constricts, let's say, a deer or a sheep and swallows it. That's it. For months. He will sleep for months. You can't eat one meal and sleep. In fact, there are some people that say, you know what? All I have is one meal. I can't afford to have two meals or three square meals in a day. All I have is just one meal a day. That is a problem. If you are going to be wise as a serpent, you will have to be very complacent. You have to be very happy and very satisfied with one meal a day. We'll come to that. Some people have eaten one meal a day and they have prospered. They have built houses. They've bought vehicles. They've been able to invest. They've been able to prosper. They've become rich just by eating one meal a day. Wise as serpent. And so you see that the snake can, you can find a snake in the air. Sometimes you can be under a tree and a snake can come and wrap itself around you, around your neck. I tell you, you wonder where it came from. It was on a tree and it saw you. So it came to come and say good morning to you under the tree. Snakes are fantastic. So you can find them in the sea. Even in the sea, there's wild oceans, you can find the snake there. In fresh water, you can find snakes there. On land, you can find snakes there. And then, of course, in the air also, you can find a snake. Now, you think about it. Many people cannot live in places. Many people cannot live in different places. It's a very, very fantastic lifestyle. Some people can't live anywhere. You only can live in town. You can't live where there's a lot of grass
a lot of things. You see, one day a group of people went to stay in a small village on the west bank of the Demerara River. And what happened was that they used to live in Georgetown. And so when they went to the place, what happened was that they struggled because they couldn't cope with the conditions there. They wanted rice. They wanted Chinese rice. And this village on the West Bank, there was no Chinese rice in sight. I mean, if you live in Georgetown, you close your eyes, you get a lot of Chinese rice to eat. But if you go to some villages all the way on the West Bank of the Demerara River, Chinese rice will not be a very simple thing for you. And these guys, they suffered. They struggled. I mean, when you meet them, their face looks so miserable. You ask them, what's wrong? They say, we're hungry. So, have you not eaten for the day? They say, no. But there are people in that same village who eat. They eat kataha curry. They eat hasa. They go into the canal and they fish and have a very nice fish curry with plantain or with green banana. I mean, fantastic meals. And here you find people who used to live in Georgetown, and then they go to this place, and then they are crying. They are miserable. Why? Because they don't have rice. Are you like that? If you are like that, you'll not survive. You'll be consumed by a wolf. Amen. And I pray you survive in every sphere so that you will not be consumed. You should be able to live on land. You should be able to live in the sea. You should be able to live in fresh water. And you should be able even to be able to live in the air. By saying this, I'm saying that you should be able to adapt to different environments, different places. If it's in the city, fine. If it's in the village, fine. If it is, I mean, I've been to a place, there's a town called Riwa. Riwa Village is in Region 9. I've been there once in my life. It's amazing. I traveled to Lethem. It took me about 20 hours to get to Lethem. Then from Lethem, you do like about 3 hours to the river where you take the boat. And you're on the boat for about 3-4 hours to go to River Village. Hey! I mean, the water that you are on, I mean, the boat cruising, there's crocodiles in the water. You see turtles, you see crocodiles. Amazing! I mean, and then when you go, the River Village, it's just right on the riverbank. It's not like you get out of the boat, then you have to continue by bus. When you get out of the boat, you are in the village, right there. In fact, as the boat stops, the people from the village are looking at you. It's like if you're a stranger or you are coming to attack them or something, you'd be very surprised that they will find you. They will spot you even before you get out of the boat. Are you there? And so people live there and they are happy. And there was a church. I went and I spoke in the church. I had a chance to speak in the church. And the people are there, they are happy. A lot of people came. Hey, beautiful. They even have internet. Thanks be to God. Thank God for the government. They have internet in the place. It's so beautiful. It's beautiful. And it's very far. And I'm sure a lot of the things they eat is from the water. You know, very, very, I don't know, fishes and things. And I'm sure they probably have some wildlife also sometimes. I mean, if you are going to be able to survive among wolves, maybe the wolf may be in the city, and then the best place to be away from the wolf may be in the village. But if you can't survive in the village, it means that then you become prey to the wolf. And so it's very, very important that when Jesus said that you must be as wise as a serpent, that you will be able to live in any place that is possible. Are you with me? Then number 7, our final point, is that serpents are considered to be wise because of their ability to accomplish their goals in this world. Serpents are considered to be wise because of their ability to accomplish their goals in this world. You see, in spite of all the odds stacked against the snakes, they are able to live, they are able to eat, they are able to multiply. Isn't it fantastic? They are able to accomplish their goals in this world. Are you able to accomplish your goals in this world? Or you live the accomplishment of your goals to excuses, flimsy excuses, and to complaining, and to murmuring. You see, some people say, oh, I want to migrate. I have migrated before, and I think I'm still a migrant, isn't it? If you are not in your natural environment, you are an immigrant. I've migrated before. You think that when you migrate, then things will be okay. I am sure there are people who have left Guyana and they've gone to live abroad. They wish they could come back. You see, because people find excuses why they can't flourish, they can't prosper, they can't accomplish their goals in this country. It's very fantastic. You know, there's a sad case that I encountered many, many years ago before I came to Guyana on missions. And I hope it's okay to say it. I met when my father in the ministry spoke to me about coming to Guyana to do missions. I find it very exciting to go to a place where I don't know anybody, to live there and plant churches. It's not exciting. You don't know anybody, you're going there. It's adventurous. It's like a movie, you know. So when he brought up Guyana, I didn't even know where Guyana was. I had to look for Guyana on the map and all of that. Now, my brother-in-law knew a Guyanese, you know, who was living where I was living in those days. And he said, you know what, maybe I will introduce you to this Guyanese gentleman. And then, you know, you'll probably talk to him about Guyana and all of that, you know, just to give you a bit of an idea how the place is like. So I said, why not? I've never met a Guyanese ever in my life. So I'm excited. I'm going to Guyana. I want to meet a Guyanese. So he took me to this, he made an arrangement with this gentleman. We went to see him in a very nice town. And he was married to a white lady, you know. And we had a very nice time. But unfortunately, he really discouraged me from coming to Guyana. He really, really discouraged me. I mean, he said only negative things he said. And I was surprised that somebody who comes from a country will say negative things about a country. I mean, whether it's good or bad, it's your country. Or whether it's good or bad, it's your country. I don't think that there's any bad country on earth per se. A country, your life is how you make it and where you make it. You know, so in fact, it was myself and my wife. When we left the guy's presence, my wife was very discouraged to come to Guyana. But I told her, no, sweetie, pumpkin, ketchup, tomato puree. Don't worry, we're going to Guyana. It's going to be an exciting adventure. You know, I had to really do some homework to get her to, you know, become strong to follow me to come. But again, people who don't do well here, when they migrate, they blame the system. They blame the government. They blame the this. They blame that. They blame that. But you see, it's because you have not discovered this principle that Jesus is teaching us. And that's why you should be a Christian. So you can read the Bible and find out what Jesus actually said in the Bible. Because the words of Jesus will actually take you further and make you prosper in this life. So serpents are considered to be wise because of their ability to accomplish their goals in this world. No matter where you are, you can accomplish your goal if you want to. Where there is a will, there's a way. Where there is a will, there's a way. It's not only migrating that will make you prosper. If many people have migrated, then they are not prosperous. The Bible says that if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. That's what Isaiah chapter 1 verse 19 says. I believe that it takes God to prosper. Whether you are on the moon or you're on the sun, or you're on planet Mars, or you're on Earth, or wherever you are, it takes God to prosper. It is not where, it is not, you know, a particular place. It is God who, when he guides and he leads you, he will make you prosper. And so serpents are considered to be wise because of their ability to accomplish their goals in this world. I pray that you accomplish your goals in this world, even though you are in this country or wherever country you are at. Wherever you are living is not a bad country at all. Leaders are not bad leaders. The government is not a bad government. There's nothing like that. If you can really receive the revelation and this message that I'm preaching, I've not even gone deep into it. I've just mentioned the point. I mean, as time goes on, we just take point after point, go into the Bible, give you examples for you to understand deeply that, hey, you can accomplish your goals. You can accomplish whatever is on your mind or your heart to accomplish if you take Jesus' words seriously, to be as wise as a serpent and then be as gentle as doves. And so I pray that God will give you wisdom. Bible says if you lack wisdom, you should pray. And God, he will give it to you. Okay? So let me pray for you. Father, I thank you for everyone who's listening today. I pray and I ask for wisdom for them. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Bible says, if any man lack wisdom, he should ask. And therefore, I ask on their behalf, as their pastor, as their radio pastor, I'm asking that you grant every hearer wisdom. Wisdom as a serpent to survive, to flourish, to do well, to last, to maneuver, and to be prosperous in this life. I give you praise and I give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. You are here. You are listening to me. You are not saved. You are not born again. You want to say, Bishop, please pray for me. I want to give my life to Jesus Christ. Pray this prayer with me. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with my heart. I confess with my mouth that Jesus lived and he died. He rose again on the third day and he's alive. I receive Jesus into my heart to be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul. In Jesus' name, amen. If you pray that prayer, it's a very, very important decision you have made in your life. I want to encourage you to call the number that the announcer will provide. I want to pray with you. I want to guide you. And I believe that your life on earth will begin to be a memorable one. That you begin to live a life full of wisdom as the serpent. Amen. All right. Now, finally, it's time to give an offering. It's time to give up an offering. So go into your bag, go into your purse, go into your pocket. We have our MMG number, 614-7909, 614-7909. You want to give an offering. God will bless you. I want to encourage you to also tithe into this ministry as well. This is a place you can tithe. You see, you have to find a good soil to plant your seed. I believe that not a novice church, not a novice ministry, not a novice atmosphere. It's a good atmosphere to plant your seed for it to germinate. And so, I encourage you, tithe into this ministry, tithe into this atmosphere, and give your offering as well. Wherever you are, take out your offering, 1,000, 2,000, 5,000, 10,000, every denomination that the Lord has laid on your heart. And let's pray. Father, thank you so much for the offerings that are being given. I pray for every heart and every life. I pray the blessings of the Lord that maketh rich, that brings no sorrow. That blessing is what you will give to your people as they give today. I pray for everyone who is tithing, who is giving a tenth of their increase to this ministry and to this church. I pray that, Lord, you will bless them tenfold. You will multiply what they are giving tenfold and give it back to them. Make them prosperous. Let them do well. Let them accomplish their goals right where they are without having to migrate to any difficult or strange environment. Let them prosper like the snake prospers in its own environment. I give you praise. And I give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
We hope you have been blessed by this message. For more information on the ministry of Bishop Collins, please call 592-691-5301 or 592-628-2227 or email us on notanoviceservice@gmail.com. God richly bless your day.